Blog Talk Radio. Break
them.
he had a love child outside of, you know, his slight breakup with his fiance. But, you know, him and his fiance is working through it. I don't think they're going to leave each other. Oh, well, he's a basketball player. You know, they be having, like, mad chicks anyway. So if you're in the industry, you want to have a love child somewhere. So I ain't even tripping about it no more. And also, your girl also on the news, you know, your man Jim Jones' girl, you know, Miss Chrissy, you know, she got locked up because she got into a brawl somewhere in Jersey, allegedly. And allegedly her ride or die, Jim Jones bailed her out. That was a couple of days ago. Well, actually, the day before yesterday. But, you know what I'm saying, hey, it's 2013. I guess you got to get everything that you need to get out in 2013 out. Delete some of those people in your phone that you need to delete, you know what I'm saying, that's not really doing nothing, you know. And I know you was on all these social medias. You gave, like, mad phone numbers out. Half of them people, you don't even talk to them. So delete the phone numbers. Let's start over fresh. It's a new year. It's a new day. You know what I'm saying? Wake up. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't clean your house, clean it up. I hope you did clean it up to go into the new year. If you didn't, oh well. But we live in the building, Lush Radio Online, and you know what I'm saying? Start really planning for your future in 2014. You done had all the other years to mess up. It's time for you to start planning for your future. 2014, I really am thankful for everybody that I've met in my life, from the PR people to different media outlets to, you know, being at the inaugural this year. You know, meeting one of my idols, a T-Boss from TLC, interviewing her, Bahat Madi, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, this year. And big shout out to my girl Emma E2K that's been holding me down, ride or die, you know, with the show. Big shout out to her and everything, you know what I'm saying. So this is what we're doing, Lush Radio Online, all the way live, and this is what we're doing. We're going to go to some music real quick, and we'll be right back. We should have your girl Coco, the CEO, live in the building. And we're going to do our thing. Lush Radio Online, live in the building. 347-826-7722. And I think I want to play some Chris Brown just because. And today was a good day today. Today was a good day because I paid all my bills for January. I'm starting early, baby. We ain't playing no games. No games, paying all the bills. Nobody look for me for nothing. Nothing. I don't have nothing for you. Love you more. I love you, baby.
Shall we get it? I'ma get it. Shall we get it?
Fucking now I'm about to ride him like a pony. Yeah, Okay, Thug Polly, yo come Polly. He wanna fuck a bad dolly and pop Molly. I hope your pockets got a motherfucking pot Molly. Or is it that you never bow? John Sally, he had the rose in the voice, the tone in his voice. Don't want a good girl, not hoes, it's a choice. Dick on H, pussy on W, mouth on open, ass on smother, yo. Ass on the cover, though. L Magazine, vroom, vroom, vroom. Get gasoline, should I be your wife? Nah, we got bang though, I got these niggas whipped. Call me the Django.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways, fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. Ironic, cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think. Cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts come from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan pondering. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleep talking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the one day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian. But until then, Trump get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood get spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great, it's payback.
Where you from? jungle. Where you from? What's it like a jungle? Like a jungle, ain't nobody being humble, nigga.
Hey, what's happening, folks? This your boy Ghost Rider, a.k.a. Flyboy Fresh, CEO of Good Life Music Group. And right now, we on Lush Radio doing it real big. You heard me? Let's get it.
You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. Shout out to Ghost Rider. He doing this thing, been grinding for a minute. Big shout out to Fred the Godson, RIP to his grandfather that passed. We definitely live in the building, Lush Radio Online 2013. We about to say goodbye. Sorry to leave you, but we got to go. I don't want to leave, but I got to go right now. I don't want to see you again, 2013. We're about to leave you, and we're about to go into 2014, man. So all of your regrets, all of the bad thoughts, all of the people that didn't help you accomplish nothing, that just been dead weight, leave them in 2013. We're moving on in 2014, man. The ball about to drop. We're going to have a sexy Coco, the CEO, live in the building, man. I know she all over the place popping bottles, getting turned up and everything. I see you, girl, with your Drunk in Love video. What's up with you, man?
Hey, Lush, how are you?
Hi, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy holidays.
Happy New Year's. It's that time. We're bringing in the new year. We're starting off the new year right. We're doing it big here. How's everything going on your end?
Man, everything is wonderful. Everything is love. I just thank God that I'm alive and I'm about to make it into another year. That's all I'm thankful for.
Most definitely. Most definitely. And that's, at the end of the day, that's all that's, you know, that's really important. A lot of people didn't make it or not making it to see another year. So we're definitely blessed to see another year. So we don't take that for granted at all, and never will we. So that's definitely a good thing.
Girl,
I'm glad you like my Drunk in Love video. I'm glad you like my Drunk in Love. As you hear Drunk in Love, girl, Beyonce just really got me going. And, you know, she's from Houston, so, you know, oftentimes, us Houston chicks, we got to let people know, like, we got it in us. Like, don't get it twisted, you know. So, it is. That's what it is. And she definitely represented. But right now, you know, Coco, the CEO, is getting ready to represent. You know, I see, Lush, you got a lot of great things going on. I want to congratulate you on your success also. And much hopes and inspiration for you moving with your all of your future endeavors also.
Thank you so much, and I wish the best for you also. But everything you touch, it always turns to gold, so it really don't matter. You know what I'm saying? You got that Midas touch, girl.
Yeah, that's what they say. They say I have the gift of grab, and, you know, and I just thank God. I just thank God for everything. 2013 has definitely been a phenomenal year for me. I've, you know, did some great things this year. You know, I've casted for Love and Hip Hop of Houston. I've, you know, opened my own liquor store. I, you know, have the salon. We actually just put that up for sale. It's, you know, valued at a little bit over $1 million.
Wow.
You know, we got the, you know, my income tax franchise. You know, I just released the ebook titled, you know, 15 Mega Tips to Increase your revenue in, you know, 60 days or less. You know, kind of help entrepreneurs and business owners discover where hidden fees are, where money is, where you can find money, and, you know, and definitely take, you know, brands to the next level. That's all I'm going to be really focused on in 2014. My goal is to help at least 150 brands build to be iconic.
Wow. That's hot right there, man. So, I mean, you've accomplished so much. And last time, you know, we talked, you had the hair brand. You know, you've been doing so many big events and everything like that. Now, do you have other things that you're looking into venture in? I know you got the book. You got the book and everything like that. Is there any other things you're looking to venture in 2014?
Actually, Lush, I got a few things that's going on. Actually, I've been selected by a big production company out of LA to do a reality show here in Houston. I can't really elaborate too much on it. It's definitely going to be bananas.
Wow.
I have that going on. And, you know, of course, I have the Coco, the CEO, and I'm looking, you know, at doing more, adding more business product on my site to where people can actually start going on the site, doing live webinars with me, speaking with me live and getting, you know, coaching, 30-minute coaching sessions online through the it's CocosWorld.com. website. So my biggest goal is, you know, I've been successful. Everything I do, thank God, that is successful. But my biggest goal is to help others achieve success in 2014. When others achieve success in 2014, or anybody that, you know, on my team, that's what makes me happy. It makes me happy to see other people achieving their goals and being successful also.
That's great because, you know, a lot of people, you know, we're so catty with each other, especially us as women. And, you know, for you reaching back, since you've been successful and reaching back to help other people, I commend you for that because a lot of people, you know, they get to a successful point and they don't want to reach back into their community to help out. And I think it's like paying it forward. If, you know, I believe that, you know, your success is my success. If I can teach you or give you some type of knowledge, and you take that and run with it, and you become successful. I'm just glad that I was a part to see you be successful. That's it. You know what I mean? So I'm just really, you know, glad that you're out there doing that. Now, if a person wanted to get in contact with you to get advice or consulting, how would they do that?
They can actually follow me on Instagram, Coco_TheCEO. I'm on Twitter, Coco the CEO. I'm on Facebook, Coco the CEO. On my website, www.itscocosworld.com. Oftentimes on Instagram, as you see, I show love back. If somebody asks a question, I always respond back. You know, people might hit me up on email with a couple questions. I'll shoot a line back. My email is cocotheceo@gmail.com. So I definitely interact with my supporters, my fans, and I'm here if you guys have any questions. And, you know, I'll shoot a line back, definitely.
I have, you know, I was watching Tyler Perry. He said this from 2012 going into 2013. I think it was, no, 2011 going into 2012. And he was saying, you know, with his success, you know, him being a successful entrepreneur, he said he had to go through many times of failing. Like, he would do one play. So he said a lot of us focus on, like, so many things, but we never really accomplished one thing. And he was like, just focus on that one thing, and then everything else would just come through like a domino effect. And he said he had to go through so many days where he, like, no one would show up at his event and stuff like that until one day he finally, like, things just came through for him. And he was like, sometimes you have to take your dream, and your dream has to start being that belief that you have to have in order for you to keep being motivated, because sometimes you want to give up. Sometimes it's hard. You know,
what
is the key to?
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. What did you say, Lush?
No, I said go ahead.
No, I was saying you're absolutely right. With that being said, I mean, sometimes it takes, you know, for you to fail a few times in order to be successful. I started off with, you know, I've done, you know, I've had a trucking company. I've owned multiple clinics, and they have lost hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to get where I am today. I'm not going to say that it's definitely been it's not been a cakewalk. I've lost a lot of money. I've learned some very expensive lessons, which is now one of the reasons why I can honestly say I can, you know, help others achieve their goals. And it pretty much takes the guesswork out. It pretty much, you know, helps people to where they don't have to go through what I went through in the very beginning of losing so much money. Now I know the mistakes, what not to do. You know, so anything that I decide to do, you know, being that I've already encountered the trial and error, you know, I pretty much know what I'm doing. And that's all a part of being an expert in your industry, and branding and building iconic brands is definitely my industry, and that's what I do.
Definitely. And you as yourself, as Coco, the CEO, is a brand yourself besides all the other things that you got. And, I mean, also you got the whole fitness thing, which you keep yourself in shape, and, you know, a lot of people are motivated trying to look into, you know, getting yourself back healthy. A lot of people have been suffering through health problems and stuff like that, but you're definitely an inspiration for a lot of people, you know, in getting their bodies back into shape and stuff like that.
Right, and that plays a very, very important factor, especially with women. You girl, I close a lot of deals being as cute as I am and as shapely as I am. And, girl, when I sit at that table with that pen and that notepad and my laptop, I'm closing deals. So, ladies, you definitely want to keep that swag up. You definitely want to keep it beautiful. You know, I'm 32 years old, and you know, people would not, you know, even imagine that. I get, you know, carded all the time, ask for my ID or my license all the time. But you know what I mean. I'm proud to say that I'm 32. I look great. I feel great. And, you know, it's important. I mean, definitely keeping yourself up to par is definitely important. And a lot of people use the excuse, oh, I have a kid and this, that, and the other. I got a 3-year-old, so it's no excuse. You know, that it's mandatory that you keep yourself up. And health, that's important.
Yeah, you definitely got to keep yourself together because I'm 32. I get my little issues and stuff and everything, but I'm definitely working on it because, you know, I gotta live to see my daughter grow up. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta, even though you got certain issues, you still gotta, you know, work at it because the devil is a lie. He will try his hand with you. So you gotta keep on keeping on. So you gotta keep doing what you gotta do. But I mean, you are definitely inspiration. You are inspiration to me because I'll be looking at you and I'll be like, look, I need that waist real quick. Give me that waist. Let me borrow that waist for like 2 days.
Girl, I love my waist, boo.
Girl, what waist? What waist? I don't see it.
It's there. I mean, it's there. And, you know, but I definitely stay in the gym and stay doing things. You know, us Southern women, we have the, you know, mentality. We eat, you know, we like to eat, you know, oxtails and cornbread and beans and rice and all of
girl.
This stuff. But, you know, I got to stay in the gym because the weight starts to come, you know, all over. I mean, and I don't mind it coming all over at times, but as long as that weight stays small, you know, I can pretty much, you know, maneuver around.
Hey, as long as that booty, girl, that booty.
Oh, my God, I'm embarrassed.
I'm terrible. My bad. I was popping into bottles earlier. My bad. I got to control myself.
Too funny.
Girl, wait till I'm going to make my trip to Houston, and it's going to be you're going to see how we're going to be off the hook. I'm coming over there soon.
Man, I got to come where you are. Definitely, I'm going to start doing, I haven't been really doing any traveling over the last 90 days, but the first quarter of 2014, I'm definitely making my rounds and getting out and,
definitely.
You know, definitely showing support. I have a lot of fans and definitely a lot of supporters all over, and I'm going to start, you know, reaching out and getting out to them, and you're definitely on my list, so I need to definitely come where you are, so
definitely.
I can see how you guys do it and bring a touch of the Southern Belle to where you are too.
I definitely got to see you out here in the DMV, and we definitely got to turn up and stuff when you get out here. And I also was, you know, talking like we had. We might have to do another show because we're gonna do a show for the love of Miss Coco because somebody's gonna win a date with Miss Coco coming soon. I know a lot of guys have been waiting in line because, you know,
yeah,
they just love her beautiful self.
I didn't know. I felt like that was a great idea. Actually, one of my followers, you know, he sent a message. He was like, hey, I think that you should, you know, you have a lot of, you know, men supporters, and, you know, I think that you should probably do something where, you know, you can, you know, raffle off or give off or do something where, you know, you have dinner dates with some of your, you know, some of your male followers, you know, and help us figure out, you know, where we're going wrong with our investments and what. And I was like, yeah, you know, that's a great idea, because, you know, oftentimes men, they don't, you know, some men don't have a strong backbone, or some men may have a great backbone, but the knowledge may just not be there. So, you know, it's
definitely
important, you know, even with them. And we don't want to leave them out, and I definitely don't leave them out, because, you know, there's a lot of men out here that have some great talent, and they just don't know the direction. So in 2014, I'm going to be here to give these men that want to know how they can make great investments and what they can do and how to be a business mogul and how to turn from streets to, you know, to the other side. I'm going to be that one. So, yeah, definitely. I'm excited about that aspect of it.
Definitely. We're going to dedicate a whole show, and it's going to be basically for the love of Coco, and you can get some educational tips from her, and you'll be able to call in. We're going to set up this show. You're going to be able to call in maybe a little bit closer to, like, Valentine's Day, or we'll, like, bridge it out. We'll start in January.
But you know what? They might not have to call in, Lush. There might be something that I might have to go fly in for and see, you know, and see what's going on.
Oh, some of them, you got to fly in, but they still got to go and go through the test on the show. They got to call for you to pick them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Y'all going to have to do that, and we're going to have to get some little video Instagrams and see what you're looking like now. We got to see some little video Instagrams. You better have some teeth. All your teeth better be in there. We ain't playing no games.
Ain't playing no games like that now. You know, if you got to have some teeth, you got to have some swag. Now, let me just give y'all little tips about what I like. I like my men like my car, strong and built like horses. I love fat, big men, okay? So, y'all don't be detoured. Anyway, we're going to keep it real professional right now. We're going to talk back about, you know, business and, you know, this other great stuff. Like, yeah. I'm excited. You see how I can, you know, transition, you know, from one person to the other person. Obviously, in this industry, you definitely have to be very well diverse
to be able to do in
any kind of atmosphere. You know, I can blend in a hood atmosphere. I can blend in with Obama. I can blend in with the congresswoman. I can do it all, and I think that's definitely a great attribute of who I am. Remaining humble and being able to relate to everybody.
Definitely. I mean, you're very classy, down to earth young lady, and I enjoy seeing young women out here doing their thing, you know, and you're fierce with it, you know. You are fierce. One thing I tell you, I don't care what's going on. That girl will have her hair done, and she will be fierce. When she walk in a party, she stands up there, and she gets her respect. As soon as she walk in, everybody stop. It's not a game, okay?
No, it's not a
she
game.
It's not a game. She commands her respect, and that's what I'm saying. And I think you should also give a class to some of these young ladies, too, when they're trying to close deals, because some of these women don't know the proper way of going to close a deal. They might think, you know, yeah, you have to look, but you have to also know the proper verbiage. You have to be well-versed when you talk to people. You can have the looks, but at the same time, like she said, you have to be able to talk to people in order for you to get what you need, you know,
to
and
get
also
what you
surround
need.
Yourself. Go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right, Lush. And let me touch on that. A lot of times, you know, ladies, women think that, you know, they can get in the door by doing, you know, sexual things. Well, I'll tell you this. That's not something that I do. That's not something that I will ever do. And that's not something that, you know, you have to do. In fact, it may get you in the door, but it's not going to keep you there, because eventually you're going to end up being very disrespected. And the word is going to get out that you're not what you say you are, and you're not going to get far with that at all. You definitely got to keep it very, very sexy, very savvy, and very intelligent. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. A strong man wants a woman with a strong mind, and that are able to, you know, pick him up in places that he's weak, you know, and be strong and not, you know, trashy about it. And there's a lot of, you know, women that are depreciating their morals and their values, and doing things that are of no substance and no caliber. And that right there is definitely something that I am totally against, totally.
Definitely, and like I said, I think Coco is a wonderful person. I admire her with everything that she's doing. I mean, it's from one thing to another, and she's been able to accomplish so much. And I mean, it's like she's everywhere. Like, she's doing her thing, and I think that no one actually can sit here and say that they can't do anything. Coco has a kid, and I have a kid. And through everything and adversity she's been through, she's still been able to be successful. There's no excuse, whether you're man or woman, whatever, there's no excuse why you can't be successful. The only person that holds you back is yourself, no one else but you.
Mm-hmm.
We got to stop blaming everyone else for the reason why we're not successful and start taking responsibility for our actions. And if one thing doesn't work, go back to the drawing board and keep on pushing. You know, never give up on your dream. And she's a testimony. I'm a testimony. There's plenty of other people that are testimonies. And with this ebook, now, how do we get access to this ebook? Because the next show that we do, we're going to be giving out free. We're going to listeners that we have calling in, we're going to get free ebooks. And you guys are going to be able to get a free once you're a caller. When you call in, and you're also going to win a date, but we'll schedule that on the next show. But we're going to go ahead and ask her, well, how do we get access to the ebook now if they want to purchase it, babe?
My ebook is on Amazon.com, and it is also on my website, www.itscocosworld.com. The ebook is $49. Yeah, that's where it is. And it's value. I mean, when I tell you that this ebook is definitely, it's a must-have. So it's on the website and Amazon.com.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And I just want to say, you know, Happy New Year to you, and I love you. And we're going to have you on the show again going into 2014, where we're going to do this whole, you know, dating event. We're going to do more educational advice from you, and we're going to give out some ebooks and stuff. I know I need mine for my 2013 Christmas gift. You know,
girl, I got you, and I'm gonna send it over to you as soon as we get offline. I'll email it on over to you, so that way you can check it out, and then you'll know how powerful and impactful this ebook is.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. I definitely got to get that. I definitely got to put that on my best book list, you know, put that on my reading list, and definitely, you know, share it out. And then, you know, maybe we can actually do a seminar out here, you know, in D.C., you know what I'm saying? Because I'm thinking about putting together a women's in business seminar, and it would be great to definitely have you out here to talk about. That would be awesome, you know.
Most definitely. You know, Lush, I do a lot of women empowerment. I do a lot of seminars, and that's what I do. So in any way that I can be of an assistance, a host, or whatever, you know, you can always reach out to me. And
definitely,
I'm here for you. Love you too. And Happy New Year to you also. And all of
happy
you.
Happy
New Year, guys, definitely. Ladies, women.
I know it's getting crazy because everybody about to get turned up. It's Happy New Year's. I know you caught somewhere tonight. I know you got that dress, girl.
You know what? I'm definitely starting. I'm going to start it in at the church, and then after that, you know, we got to definitely give honor to God with everything. And I believe in how you begin your New Year's is how you're going to end it. So I'm going to begin it at church. Then after that, it will be turn up time for. So yeah.
I'm messing with you right now. it's on and popping. I love you, girl. Happy New Year, and thank you for stopping through. We're going to schedule another show, and we're going to do the ebook and more So I definitely love you, and I just wish nothing but the best for you in 2014, baby.
Thank you, baby, and have a good evening.
That's what it is, man. We just had the sexy Coco, the CEO, live in the building, man. Lovely, brains, beauty, everything, man. She gets it, man. Take from her and learn that you can be powerful and beautiful, too. So get out here and do your thing, man. And big shout-out to my man, Quan Lee. He is dropping his mixtape, When the Ball Drops. And make sure you check her out, Coco _ the CEO. Check her out, check her out, check her out. I love this girl, man. She will inspire you today. Get inspired, motivated. Lush Radio Online, Happy New Year. Leave all of the garbage in 2013. 2014, we don't want it. Let's go. Thoughts by your man, Quan Lee. Check out for the mixtape drops at midnight.
Yo, Loose, man. Yo, I get so tired of busting my ass, man. You see me grinding out here. Everybody see me grinding out here. I'm doing videos. I'm producing. I'm doing dope rap. I can't get on the website, but niggas on the call for that form, though. That's that bullshit.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it made me wonder why these undergrounds wanna keep me under. Fake blackballing cause I don't stay high. Or I won't do a solid, be a go-to guy. Man, I thought we was past that. Niggas push buttons where I gotta take it past rap. Damn, niggas fucking up paper. All cause Quan on his grind giving vapors. Sorry, Mr. Lee, but we can't do you.